The University of North Florida surf team is hoping to take a national championship title in California this weekend. UNF hopes to be the first East Coast college to win the West Coast competition. RJ Berger and his teammates are mounting their boards for one last East Coast practice Tuesday morning at Jack's Beach.
There's also pressure too, because we have been second in the nation 3 years in a row. So like people are kind of expecting us to go and surf good, which is like pressure on me.
They walked away champions of the East Coast Scholastic Competition in New Smyrna Beach for the fourth year in a row this year, making them a force to be reckoned with.
And the announcers are like saying, they're like, oh, looks like UNF didn't show up. It looks like UNCW is going to take it all the way this year. And
surprise.
Surprise.
A Lantana native, he says he's the most excited about having the opportunity to surf in California.
Pretty much on vacation, really.
The Pacific Ocean will present different conditions than what the surfers are used to. But catching smaller waves here is actually harder, they say. So they feel they might have a leg up on their West Coast competition. The UNF Surf Club started back in 2005. It has about 200 members today, but just 10 of them will be attending the national contest this weekend as members of the school's official team. Berger says he was on the baseball team until his hair started growing out.
And I kind of was like, I had to fit the description. And I thought I've always wanted to surf.
And he hopes to carry the Surfer Dude title into old age. He says he's never really won anything special, but his teammate Harry Chattero disagrees.
I think the year before this one, I got fifth place in the Easterns.
That's a pretty big accomplishment.
Is it?
On the whole East Coast.
With their campus 9 miles from the ocean, UNF's team can grab their boards after class and catch some afternoon waves. Along with surfing comes patience, Chattero says, with practice that can take up to 5 hours waiting for the perfect wave.
You're like sunburned, you're tired, you're hungry, but you keep staying out in the spot.
Yeah, but you love it.
Yeah, exactly.
Surfing is a club sport, so the Ospreys have to fundraise to travel to monthly competitions. Ryan Algatob says one particular fundraiser is always a hit.
Here at Casa Maria, and we set up a stage, and then we have everybody get on stage one at a time, and then start auctioning them off for surf lessons and a t-shirt and a date.
The California trip costs about $10,000. With help from their sponsors, they've nearly reached that goal. The national competition kicks off on Friday. Alexandra Blackwell, 89.9 WJCT News.